Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar's here. Jeff's back. I know. Settle down. He's a 22-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top wordsmiths in the galaxy. He's made home base look good since before anybody hardly knew about it, and he's written 3 books on the topic, and he's an award-winning journalist. I was there when they gave it to him. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, sir. Always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So where have you been, dude? I mean, come on. You've been slacking on me for the last month. What happened?
You know, I was trying to avoid you. I was trying to get away. And
you did a good job.
The producer wasn't able to track me down. You know, I ran away. And
you were incognito. I hope you weren't incognito to your customers.
No, absolutely not. You know, in all honesty, I was traveling for 2 weeks. We're able to get away with Robbie and get out on a trip. And so I was able to, my customers, you know, I told most of my customers I was traveling, and yep. I had my laptop, and I had my phone, and I had Wi-Fi, and I was able to keep on cooking. So, yeah, we got away to Vail for a couple of weeks.
We didn't know the details. You don't have to rub it in. You could have.
There you go.
So, no.
They needed someone to work the ski lift.
The message is, and I've been doing this for a long time. You have, too. I mean, I can remember 30 years ago telling my consulting clients that I was going to take a day or two or a week off or whatever. I didn't take much off, but every once in a while a family made me, and I would tell them that, but that was back when cell phones were just kind of, you know, they were bolted to your car, but or in a bag in the hump, you would tell them, look, I'm going to be gone, but if you need me, I'm still available, right? You always say that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And today it's true that, you know, there is no reason. I did a story back, I forgot what year the Winter Olympics were held in Utah. And I was writing about technology at the time, and a friend of mine had gotten one of the first Blackberries that was out there.
Yeah.
Out on the market. And I interviewed him from Utah. And on his BlackBerry was a phone, and it was the cool thing was it was a phone and email device.
I remember when you had both of them. You had one was in when it was an email device. Remember the for early days they let you do the email device.
Exactly, it was just exactly. And so I interviewed him about it, and he said, "Look, it's not really to run my business. It's just to not to lose touch with clients who may be emailing me, because otherwise you'd have to wait till you got back to the hotel room or whatever, and open your laptop and, you know, put your connection into the wall or however you connect to the Wi-Fi back at that
800 baud modem."
Exactly. And so I interviewed him, and again, at the time, it wasn't about running your business. Now you can literally, with everything that's out there, depending on how small your business is, you can literally run your business from anywhere. You can do your, you know, whether it's banking, finance, you know, marketing, outreach, you know, sales, delivery, you know, fulfillment, whatever. You can do almost everything from your phone. And that's what I was able to do. I had my phone, you know, my smartphone. I had my laptop. I had internet in the condo.
But your laptop wasn't to stay connected like it was years ago. Your laptop is just if you need to actually crank out work, right? It's sort of your laptop becomes your backup, right?
Right. Absolutely. You're able to work from anywhere, get it all done, and it's a pretty remarkable difference the way things are now. And the way you you don't think about it. I mean, and it used to be where you had to think of all the things you wanted to bring. And now it's just, I got my phone, I got my charger, and I got my laptop, I got my charger. My phone is a hotspot. So It's really that. And even if I didn't need my laptop, you know, the phone can do most of the work that the laptop does. So
and,
it's pretty remarkable what we're able to do. It's nothing new to most people. We just don't think about it a lot.
Well, what is different this year is there are fewer knucklehead managers who don't get it. More knucklehead managers who used to think all work had to be done under my roof, they've been disabused of that now. They still may not like it, but they realize that it's not necessary. Now there are trade-offs. There it's not all great, it's not all wonderful. I mean, there are some things that you lose. Culture's taking a hit, I think, in these circumstances, but still. It shows people that to me, what I like about what's happening right now, the one thing I like about it is people are able to, in some ways, get more out of their lives by not being as tied down. Now, they have to learn how to differentiate, how to separate work from their life when they're doing them all at once. Like when you were on vacation, you know, you had to make sure that your work didn't bleed over into your vacation too much, right? You got to manage that.
Right.
But at least you got to go take some time off and not abandon your customers so that they leave you while you're gone.
Right. And I got to tell you, to the first part of your comment, and I've interviewed a number of executives recently, especially CEOs, but people who never, ever would have worked remotely or allowed their teams to work remotely pre-pandemic. And now, while many of them want to get back to the office regularly, they want to get their teams back to the office, many of them are not going back to the office on a full-time basis.
Right.
I had a conversation with a bunch of technology, CTOs, chief technology and chief information officers yesterday. There were like 10 of them on a panel discussion that I was involved in. And they were saying, you know what, our executives are saying they don't want them back in the office. We're building out some new space. We're going to take less space because we don't need all those people in one place at one time. But the point is, everyone's getting accustomed to working remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to, whether it's I'm on vacation or whether it's my company has decided we're all, those who want it, are going to do some form of remote work. Because we don't need to be in the office all that much.
And when you're interviewing new people, one of the first things that's going to come up by you or by the applicant is what's the condition of the work? Where's the location? And don't be surprised if some applicants say, I'll work for you, but I'm not coming to your office. Right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar after the break. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. That's where you find Jeff. 20 after 2 weeks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.